Lorraine, L-O-R-A-I-N-E, Gore, 5/19/73, chief complaint, chest pain. 49-year-old woman with history of gastroesophageal reflux and chest pain, under care of a cardiologist. Status post-stress test last year. Comes into the complaint of mid-epigastric pain. Patient can point to her pain associated with some shortness of breath. It gets worse when she takes a deep breath. Has been going on off and on all weekend. She takes pantoprazole. That hasn't really helped the situation. Family history, extensive history of coronary artery disease in brothers, sisters, mom, and dad. Most significant, also hypertension and Behçet's disease, BEHCT'S. Social, she last period, 2014, has had two hysterectomies, one partial, one complete. No smoking, no drinking, she's married. She has 7 children, 1 grandchild that she's raising herself under a lot of stress. Medical problems, immunization, doesn't do COVID immunization. Maintenance mammogram needed. DEXA scan needed. Colonoscopy is up to date. Allergy, no drug allergies. Medical problems, hysterectomy times 2, as I mentioned. Bilateral ear surgeries, an aneurysm related to a carotid artery cavernous. Wait a minute. Bilateral ear surgeries and ear and just for bilateral ear surgeries, has had some kind of right cavernous carotid artery surgery years ago. Medical problems, asthma, migraine, headaches, endometriosis, insomnia, BEHCET's disease, seizure disorder, history of aneurysm in her brain, partially corrected. Medications includes Keppra, hydroxychloroquine, aspirin, pantoprazole, methotrexate, gabapentin, Otezla, vitamin D3, amlodipine, rosuvastatin, R-O-S-U-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, folic acid, and numerous other medications, vitamin-type medications. History of polycystic kidney disease, has seen a nephrologist, has had multiple cysts in her left kidney in the past. That needs to be reevaluated. History of gastroesophageal reflux. Review of system as above. 214 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 16, 64, 100 over 63. Heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosal mucosmetallurgical, logical, non-focal, lower extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment number 1, chest pain. Patient is currently having chest pain. Mid sternal epigastric area, able to point to the pain. Patient is being transferred. Patient's echocardiogram shows no significant change. Patient's carotid ultrasound shows no change from previously. Abdominal ultrasound also looks the same. Lower extremity has mild PVD, no sign of DVT. Patient's pain does change. Next number with rest inspiration. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck is shoddy. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows previous calcification, but no other issues or problems. Next number is no sign of aortic aneurysm. Next number is pancreas looks stable on the ultrasound. Next number, patient has an appointment to see Dr. Little, our cardiologist, next week, but because she's having ongoing chest pain, I recommend for patient to go to the emergency room and get a CT of the chest, as well as CPK, troponin, repeat EKG. Next number, EKG right now shows nonspecific changes. Next number, her chest x-ray here in the office shows abnormal mass versus scar tissue right upper lobe. Next number, findings were discussed with the patient at length before leaving the office, and patient is going to the emergency room at this time. Addendum, I spoke to the emergency room physician. They're going to the CT because of abnormal chest x-ray as well. In the emergency room, CPK and troponin are pending at this time. Thank you.